Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu. واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
Huzur says that a mu'min who has got some knowledge about the attributes of Allah Almighty, he knows it fully well, that one of the attributes of Allah Almighty is Al-Kafi. Some people do not have full understanding and perception of the attributes of Allah Almighty, still under the influence of their atmosphere. Some of the words and sentences which they listen quite often, they sometimes talk with reference to the attributes of Allah Almighty. And this attribute of Al-Kafi, of Allah Almighty, is also one of those attributes which is very much mentioned, very often mentioned by a Muslim from various references. On several occasions, when apparently he is expressing his contentment and satisfaction, he very often says, and we listen to that, people say that Allah kafi hai, Allah is kafi, and Allah is enough for us, and is it. But in the true sense, a true believer who has got the full perception of the attribute of Allah Almighty, he, whenever he describes any attribute of Allah Almighty, then he knows it, he does it, knowing the full depth of the meaning of that attribute. But anyway, I was mentioning about this Sifat al-Kafi of Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty has mentioned this attribute in quite a few verses, in various ways, with reference to various subjects. Allah Almighty has mentioned this attribute. In the dictionaries, the various meanings of this word Al-Kafi are mentioned, and as it has been my way that I always mention these meanings so that the broad spectrum of the meaning of this attribute should be clear to everyone, so I explain some meanings. Kafa, that is to suffice something, one should be content with something, and that should suffice that person, that is called kafa. And if we look at that who else could be, apart from Allah Almighty, who could suffice his needs or give him the satisfaction, or on his names one can depend all the time? Or generally, I have taken the meaning from Lane. It's a dictionary in English language, and he has put together various lexicons in it. In one place it is written, Kafani Fulanun Alamra, that in a particular case, that person, I depended upon him, I sufficed with that person, I received it through him, and if there was something bad, then I tried to be protected through that person. So I sought his medium. So other means are also useful sometime, but the real being is of Allah Almighty. If we go to Allah Almighty and turn to him, we know what is good and what is bad. And Allah Almighty has pointed out these things in the Holy Quran, that what are the good things and the good virtues which are there, which we have to follow. And one is expression is kafa min, that is to protect something and to safeguard that one. Kafahu sharra, that is to say that the bad element was removed away, and then he delivered it from that bad thing. And so it is used about human beings and also about God. Lisanul Arab, another dictionary with reference to one hadith, the meaning has been mentioned, that man karata ayatane min akhir surate min suratil bakarate fi laylatin kafatahu an qiyamil layl, that during the hours of the night, who mentioned the two verses of Suratul Baqarah, that would suffice him and that would be good enough for him, and that would be then it, instead of standing in prayer at during the night time. Some have inferred from it that these are the two verses which are the minimum which should be recited in the night prayer, and these are good enough to get full protection against all vices and also from any harm coming from other human beings. If we ponder over those two verses, and if that meaning is very clear to everyone, it would be clear that quite a few things are mentioned in these two verses, in which the prayers are there, and also the prayer to be protected from vices and bad things, and also the means have been pointed out, and also the path of strengthening the faith are mentioned in that. So with reference to this hadith, some questions can be raised, because it gives the meaning that whosoever recited it, that is good enough for him. So with reference, I would like to make certain, with this reference, I would like to make some clarification. The first verse, in the first of the last two verses of Suratul Baqarah, آمن الرسول بما انزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله وقالوا سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. And the last verse is, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَاخِذْنَا إِن نَسِيْنَا أَوْ أَخْطَانَا رَبَّنَا وَلَا تَحْمِلْ عَلَيْنَا إِسْرًا كَمَا حَمَلْتَهُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِنَا رَبَّنَا وَلَا تُحَمِّلْنَا مَا لَا طَاقَةَ لَنَا بِهِ وَاعْفُ عَنَّا وَاغْفِرْ لَنَا وَارْحَمْنَا أَنْتَ مَوْلَانَا فَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. The meaning of this translation is that this messenger of ours believes in that which has been revealed to him from his Lord. And also the mu'mins, the believers, they also believe in that. And all of them, they believe in Allah and his angels and his books and his messengers. And they say that we make no distinction between any of his messengers. And they say that we hear and we obey from our whole heart. And they always implore that you, O our Allah, we are seeking your forgiveness and we have to return to you. And the meaning of the second verse is that Allah burdens not any soul beyond its capacity. It shall have the reward it earns, and it shall get the punishment it incurs. And they always say that, O Lord, do not punish us if we forget or we fall into error. And our Lord, lay not on us a responsibility as you did lay upon those who were before us. And similarly they say that, our Lord, burden us not with that what we have not the strength to bear, and efface our sins and grant us forgiveness and have mercy on us. You are our master, so help us against the disbelieving people. So as it is quite clear from this translation and these verses that why the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that these are very good verses to be recited during the night. In the first verse, Allah Almighty has pointed out to the purification of oneself, purifying oneself, that the method for that is to believe in Allah, you believe in messengers, and believe in His books, and also the messengers sent by Allah Almighty. Because these are the means for perfection in one's faith. And this faith, it's not simply a verbal declaration. Rather, so far as doctrine is concerned and belief is concerned, this is from that point of view, and also from practical point of view, it's very essential. And this point should be remembered by all at all times, that the faith in Allah Almighty is strong at that time when a person is moving forward and higher on the path of righteousness. The belief in angel requires that a person to believe that the responsibilities of the angels have not been abandoned, and they are also discharging their responsibilities in this age and time which have been allocated to them. Similarly, the books which were revealed to the messengers before that, but because of the lapse of time there was some disorder in that. But these were the books which were revealed from God Almighty. And Allah Almighty has preserved every good teaching of those books in the Holy Quran. And in this way, Allah Almighty testified the truth of the previous books, and also giving the assurance of the safeguard of the Holy Quran, Allah Almighty has made it very clear that in future, that until the Day of Judgment, this is going to be pure from all types of interpolation till the end of the days. And also Allah Almighty has reminded to the belief in prophets. This is the beauty of Islam, that there is a command that we should believe in all the prophets. It is not mentioned there that all previous prophets you should believe, but belief in the prophets is mentioned. And the Holy Quran and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned about the coming of the Messiah and Masih Maud, the door has been opened for the coming. So by opening this door, Allah Almighty has mentioned that the prophets to come in future is also imperative, and that point has also been included in this one. Now these so-called ulama of the Muslims, it's their bad luck that according to the law of Allah Almighty, any prophet who is raised by Allah Almighty, by leaving that method, and they are expecting the Messiah to descend or come down in that way which is not the way of Allah. Despite their belief in the Holy Quran, they are rejecting this thing mentioned in the Holy Quran, which Allah Almighty says there, that Jesus Christ, Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, has passed away. And any person who comes in this life, in this world, he never goes up into the heaven alive. Rather, his spirit goes there. And anything which comes in this world is mortal. And still, these people, by denying the promised Messiah, they are rejecting this point of belief in all the prophets. Because the verse says about belief in all the prophets, without exception. And other Muslims who have got limited knowledge, they are make them their followers, and also they are creating disorder in their belief. So this fact has to be understood by these people. They read the Quran and Hadith, where it is clearly mentioned, these things are mentioned there, but still they don't understand this point. So they should understand this point, that as the prophets have been coming, in the same way the promised Messiah had to come. If the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, has claimed to have come from Allah Almighty, then he has presented his arguments and the practical evidence provided by Allah Almighty is also a witness to this one. Now these people, they should employ some wisdom, and by believing the promised Messiah, they should get themselves included in the category of the believers. And they should be a part of that group which who have the quality of Samena Vatana, that we listen and we obey. And this is the same thing is mentioned in that one, that Ufrana Karabbana, that O Allah, we seek your forgiveness. They would be then really, this will be applicable to them in the true sense. They would be among those people who would be really saying that we listen and we pray and we believe. And turning back to Allah Almighty, they would be able to become the recipient of the blessings of paradise. Allah Almighty, enable our Muslim brethren to understand this reality and this wisdom. And the next verse, which is the last verse of Surah Al-Baqarah, in that Allah Almighty has mentioned from the very beginning, it has been started with this one, that لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها, that the commandments of Allah Almighty, they are within the capacity, within the ability of human beings. Allah Almighty does not give any such command which is beyond one's capacity and ability. People say that this command is very difficult. Allah Almighty says there is no such command of mine which is beyond the capacity of human beings. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says that we have been commanded that in all commandments of Allah Almighty, in morals, in worship, we have to follow the example of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So if our nature, if we have not been given that capabilities which have been given, which can copy in a subordinate way all the excellences of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then would not have been given this command that you follow this great noble prophet. Because Allah Almighty does not give any command which is beyond human capacity. He doesn't make any person bound for something which is more than his capacity. As Allah Almighty says, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. So therefore, what this has been mentioned, the two verses, the last two verses are good enough to be recited. It is not only the recitation, rather, in the first verse, Allah Almighty has commanded to be very strong in their faith, and the one who is strong in his faith, then he cannot do things like that, that he should just believe in certain things and some of the things he should reject and not believe in that. Allah Almighty says that the example for you to follow is the example of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore, you should try to get the highest point of iman and faith. You have to follow the example of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you should try to attain those points through following the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and never ever think that some commands are beyond your capacity. Allah Almighty, in various situations, he has given certain provisions and so many relaxations have been given in the commandments of Allah Almighty. It cannot be said that some of the commandments are beyond our capacity and we can't do that. If a mu'min becomes too much slack and lazy in matters of religion, then no commandment is such, as a matter of fact, which should be taken as something heavy and difficult. If for worldly jobs and objectives one works very hard, so then in matters of religion, why he can't do the same effort? So it should be very clear that these two verses, simply the recitation of that, is not absolved and he is not delivered from the responsibility of other commandments. The meaning is that the one who will recite them carefully, then he will act upon that. So then how can one be without the need of standing in prayer at night time? The Holy Prophet ﷺ has given us this example so beautifully, and Hazrat Masih Maud has mentioned that his example, the example of the Holy Prophet ﷺ, is an example for us to follow. It is essential for us. If some meaning can be taken of that, so that can be only this much, that by pondering over these two verses, with the help of Allah Almighty, you will get so much help from Allah Almighty that it will no longer be difficult for you to act upon the commandments of faith and worship. It will no longer remain any penalty. And the wording in the hadith is that whosoever recites these two last verses of Surah Al-Baqarah recited during the night prayer, then this will suffice for him. So this is for the progress of faith and to get into the protection of Allah Almighty, and Allah Almighty will have blessing upon that person and strengthen his faith. And this will be good enough for that purpose. And the worship and the good deeds, one will always be reminded to the importance of these. Otherwise, if somebody thinks that by reciting these two verses that is good enough and nothing else is required, so then after mentioning these things, that Allah Almighty does not put any responsibility heavier than his capacity, then why Allah Almighty said that laha ma kasabat wa alaiha ma iktasabat, that human being, if they do perform some good deed, they are going to benefit from that, and if they do something bad, then they are going to suffer for that. Why this thing has been mentioned? Just by repeating the wording of this one ayat or the two verses, the purpose is not really fulfilled. But here, actually, our attention has been drawn to this point, that to our worships and our other actions, we always have to keep an eye over that. When we will pay attention to these, then the loving, loving the blessings of Allah Almighty and His sight, loving sight, will also be upon us. And these things will bring a person closer to the mercy and the blessing of Allah Almighty, and also enable him to get the forgiveness. And he would not be in need of any atonement, as the Christians say. So every day by reciting these verses, one is reminded to performing good deeds. At the night time, he would analyze himself, his situation. He would what are the good things which he has done, and what are the bad things which he has committed. And then if he has got more good things that he has done, and the evening has given the witness that you have spent the day in a state of fearfulness, then with the spirit of gratefulness, a believer will submit to Allah Almighty all the time more. And a believer, as he is always in the fear that his ego should not deceive him, then he would submit to Allah Almighty that if my analysis which I have taken in the evening, if this is a deception of my ego, myself, then forgive me for that and have mercy upon me. and enable me to perform good deeds. And if there are open bad things are there, they are being seen in the actions that I have done during the day, then he would be submitting to Allah Almighty for forgiveness and help. As the next words of the same verse, they clearly indicate and mention this point clearly. These words are very, very, very good words for the purification of one's soul and oneself. Because purifying oneself is something which brings a person closer to Allah Almighty. And through the prayer, one gets closer to Allah Almighty. And these prayers, as they have been taught by Allah Almighty, if people perform them with the pious intention and they come from the heart of a person, then they do get acceptance in the sight of Allah Almighty. The first prayer is, Rabbana la tu'akhizna in nasina wa akhtana. That, O my Allah, if we forget or we perform something which is wrong, then do not punish us. A mu'min submits to Allah Almighty that in our faith we always try to get increase and get progress in our faith, and we are always trying to raise the standards of our worship all the time we do. And we also try our best to act upon all the commandments of Allah Almighty, and also to discharge the responsibilities towards a fellow being. But despite all this, because we are human beings, we are weak. If unintentionally, or because of any slackness and laziness on our part, if we forget to act upon all these things, or if we during the performance of these things, if we make a mistake, and while performing a good deed, if the Satan is there to mislead us, and that good thing becomes a source of inconvenience for other people, as Allah Almighty says in one place, that you give the sadaqah and bounty to other people, but if the intention is there to bring something painful after that, then it is something which is forbidden. So through this prayer, Allah Almighty has asked us to seek the help of Allah Almighty, that if we make any mistake anyway, then do not punish us and always put us on the right path, so that no action of us should ever be without your acceptance. And then Allah Almighty says, Rabbana wala tahmil alayna isran kama hamaltahu alal ladzina min qablina. O Allah, do not put any responsibility upon us which you put on those people who were before us. That is to say that we should not be committing anything which is against your pleasure and happiness. And we should always be bound by compliance of the commandments, and we should not become like those people who were before us. And those who forgot your commandments, and they become the recipient of your wrath. So we need your help to perform everything that we do. And there should be no such time that because the penalty of our bad deeds should take us away from your blessing and from your pleasure. And we should not be those people who do not act upon your commandments, because it is quite clear that Allah Almighty does not put such weight or such pressure or some command gives to anybody which is beyond his capacity, which he cannot perform. Actually, the weaknesses of a person take him away from not committing those things, from those things which Allah Almighty has commanded. So Allah Almighty says, what we have been taught to say, that we should never be breaking that covenant that we have made to you, O Allah. And there are quite a few meanings of that. The meaning of this covenant, Ahad, there are quite a few meanings, and with that reference I have mentioned this point, and there are some other meanings as well. For example, any commitment or agreement which is very heavy, very difficult, and as a result of that, if we don't do, then we get the penalty of that. So with this respect, a mu'min believes that we should always be fulfilling our promise. And by not fulfilling those promises, by not carrying out our covenants and not fulfilling the commandments, we should not become the recipient of your wrath. O Allah, please protect us from becoming like that. And then he said, Rabbana wala tuhammilna ma la taqata lana bih. That, O Allah, no such responsibility should be put on us for which we do not have the ability to shoulder that. Sometime Allah Almighty in the worldly trials tries the people. So with that reference the prayer is there, that Allah Almighty should not be putting any worldly trial or trial situation should not be there, and we should be always be protected from that. And there should be no such trial which is beyond our capacity, which we cannot cope. Actually, a mu'min should always, along with the spiritual trials, they should always pray that they should be spared from all types of trials, whether spiritual or worldly. That it should not be that in the trials, the period of trial, they forget remembering Allah Almighty. But Allah Almighty, sometime in worldly matters, sometime He makes them undergo some periods of trial. And then this point has to be remembered by a mu'min, a believer, that this trial of mine should not be much higher than my capacity. Because of the worldly trials, sometimes spiritual trials also come there. And the worldly trial becomes the cause of the spiritual trial. So Allah Almighty, if there is any worldly trial through which somebody has to be put, so then he prays that there should be strength enough that I should be able to shoulder that and to come out successfully sometime through the progeny, through the wealth, and through other means. There are various trials. So in every situation, one should always try to pray. One should pray to Allah Almighty to come under the protection of Allah Almighty. And for that, this prayer has been taught, that you always pray, Wafwanna, that if intentionally or unintentionally we commit something, we did something which we were not supposed to do, and because of that the trial is there, so then we implore to you, O Allah, that you please cover up our sins and weaknesses and protect us from the ill effects of that. And then Allah Almighty says that pray, Waghfir lana, that you please forgive us. The meaning of ghafar is covering. And also the meaning is to rectify a matter, correct a matter, and to resolve it, and also to efface a certain thing. So the prayer is there that, O Allah, all these things which are wrong in your sight, so please forgive our mistakes and sins, and they should be completely effaced and completely removed. And in future enable us that we should always be inclined towards reformation, and also enable us to do so. So that our mistakes should not bring any wrath from you or displeasure from Allah Almighty. And then you should pray, Warhamna, that have mercy upon us. That be kind to us and show compassion to us. And because of your mercy alone, please forgive all our mistakes. And not only forgive those mistakes, but also the requirement of your mercy is that along with that forgiveness, enable us to be protected from committing those mistakes in future, and also enable us the capacity to be protected from the same type of mistake again, so that we should always be counted among those people who are always under your benign eyes and benign sight. And our dependence upon this your blessing should never be minimized. Anta Maulana. You are our master. You are our Lord. And there is none else apart you who can forgive us or who can forgive our sins or have mercy upon us. It is Allah Almighty who takes this forgiveness and mercy to all the length. And there should be, because of the personal weaknesses, sometimes it happens that people are objecting to the whole community because of the weakness of a person. And the Jamaat weaknesses, sometimes they are also committed from the office holders. So then the people should not be given this opportunity to criticize and raise their finger against the Jamaat and criticize the Jamaat. And when we claim that we are this heavenly appointed community, divinely appointed community, so then if people are raising their fingers because of our weaknesses, so then the world, people of the world would say that if these people, they have got these actions and Allah Almighty is punishing these people, and if Allah Almighty did not show our mercy and did not forgive us, then the people would be saying like this, that because of their actions Allah Almighty has punished them. And therefore we should pray to Allah Almighty that if this thing is going to take place, then as a result of that, it would be very difficult to convey your message. The responsibility that has been given to the community of the Jamaat, that is to convey the message of Allah Almighty, that would become difficult for us to do so. So therefore we beg everything from you, that please do not be very strict and harsh upon us and rectify us and always enable us to follow the right path. Fansurna lil qawmil kafirin, and always help us against the disbelieving people and grant us the dominance upon these people. We are very weak, very humble. This victory and dominance, supremacy, is going to be because of your favor, because of your power. So individually and also collectively as a whole, as a Jamaat, always keep us among those people who are always the recipient of your special blessings. And out of your grace, establish a distinction between us and our opponents. So our worldly matters and also our spiritual matters, your piety, your fear, should be having all these things in our heart, and we should be performing all the deeds in that way, so that for the purpose for which we have believed in the promised Messiah, we are able to achieve that. When this thinking will be there, and when we will recite these last two verses thinking all these, then we will be just working in the right direction. And because of the blessings of these two verses, we will be rewarded by Allah. Otherwise, simply the repeating the wording is not that useful, and it is not really what is intended. So this blessing is granted to the heart of a believer if there is no piety in the heart, and as some of the prayers are thrown into the face of those people. Similarly, those people who recite the verses without understanding, then these verses are also falsifying that person. And these verses will be thrown upon these people. So these verses are enough in this way, that they present a full analysis of a person right in front of him very clearly. As I mentioned earlier on, it is mentioned about faith. The prayers for performing good deed is mentioned there. So actually the meaning of the hadith is that when a person, he lives his life in such a way that he is practically showing that for me everything is Allah Almighty. And for such a person, the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has given this assurance that these two verses, the one Allah Almighty who has revealed these two verses, that Allah becomes sufficient for all his needs and protects him vices, enables him to perform good deeds, gives him the contentment and give him all the comfort and solace in times of trial, and protects from Satan, the attacks of Satan. Allah Almighty enable us to, in the perfect manner, enable us to understand these verses and also to do full justice to it. I was thinking that I would be presenting some other verses with reference to this subject, but as the subject has gone very detailed, so inshallah that will be mentioned later on. At this, I would like to draw the attention of the members of the Jamaat to one point of prayer. As I mentioned in the last two prayers, sermons as well, that for Palestinians there is immense need for prayer. Their conditions are getting worse from worse. And in fact, they are being ground in the mill of torture and persecution. And the situation is becoming very worse and very tight. And even among the Israelites, the people of Israel, some of people are complaining about that. And now they have even realized something. But now they have got some realization about the torture. So they were the people responsible in the beginning. If from the very beginning they had been doing full justice to this, to the requirement of justice, then this silence in the Western countries, which had been there, then this was also in a way lending support to the situation. But anyway, very innocent children and the ladies, they are being martyred very brutally. We should pray for them. That is the only help that we can give to these people who are being oppressed. And the United Nations and some other organizations which are working for that, they are providing food and medicine for the help of these people, although the arrangement is not very satisfactory. But still, these are the means through which the help can be given to these people, if some help can be given to these people. Similarly, Save the Children is one organization they also wrote, and some other organizations, they are helping the people there. So they are asking for donations. We should help these organizations. Humanity First is also going to help them. And on behalf of the Jamaat, the help will be given. So this help must be given by all Ahmadis. And the greatest of all is, as I mentioned, that they should pray that Allah Almighty have mercy upon these innocent people, and Allah Almighty catch the oppressor and punish the oppressor.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم ودوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر